This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The sun going down so early. I'm wearing my sunshine shirt tonight, Super D. I don't know if we have to turn down the lights in the studio, but I grabbed my yellow shirt because I was out there in the sun in my garden today, and I thought, man, I got to share this with everybody. It's not right for me to hog up all the sunshine in my garden. People are going to get annoyed because they're stuck inside where it's, you know, 10 below zero, like in Minnesota or something. So just trying to spread the sunshine if y'all are watching on YouTube. That's why.
Sun Halloween costume? Is that what you're saying?
It's not a Halloween costume. Why does it look
you
like
are the sun?
It's not. You are the sunshine of my life, Super Don. How's that?
You are happy? My sunshine.
No, that wasn't the song. You are the sunshine of my life.
Sunshine. On my shoulders.
Yeah, we are really going for it today. Folks, this is it. The starting point. We've already sung the songs that you're going to hear tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's all downhill from here. You know, I want a sunny disposition. I really do. I've been prepping the soil for strawberries today. Tomorrow morning we get out and plant them. I was collecting the sun hemp. No pun intended. Sun hemp. The seeds that are on the seed pods. Sun hemp are happening. I just shake the branch and I hear the little kind of maraca sound. I was like, okay, I know they're ready. So I start pulling some more of them off and can't wait to sprout them for the next season. But for now, strawberries are about to happen, and I'm just excited. And I'm looking outside, and the sun's already gone. It's already down. It's somewhere around the other side of the earth right now. So what are we going to do to bring on the sunshine? I got an idea. Super Don, how about the first story of the night should be about the apocalypse? How's that?
Okay.
Lighten everybody's mood?
Yeah, that's a great way to start off.
Good, because you chose it. I didn't, but that's where we're going tonight. This is off of the sun.co.uk. Again, our friends in Great Britain, you got the best newspapers covering the apocalypse like there's no tomorrow. where's the drum beat? Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Just checking. He's still not all the way back from his nap, folks. Super Don will be with us momentarily.
Well, I'm thinking you may not be all the way back for your nap because you forgot to play the CrossFit.
Yeah, no, I did, totally. Because I only heard about it like 10 seconds before air. It was my fault.
No excuses. Totally. No excuses.
You want me to play it now? Would that be all right?
Yes.
Totally.
Let's start over.
Start to advance Monday.
We're just going to start over.
Are you guys ready? Let's cross
the voice of health, freedom,
into
and liberty.
The zombie
Scott
apocalypse.
And now the end is near.
Oh, you had to do Sinatra.
So I face the final curtain.
This is why I
open the site. Senior members of the world scientific community hereby warn all of humanity of what lies ahead. A great change in our stewardship of the earth and life on it is required if vast human misery is to be avoided and our global home on this planet is not to be irretrievably mutilated.
I traveled each and every highway.
I totally understand now why I wore my sunshine shirt. Because the sun is about to go supernova and we're all done for. Is that it? No! What is that? This is the horrible way to start this show. Why are these scientists doing that? Thousands of scientists sign warning to humanity letter predicting an imminent apocalypse. Any minute now. They always do that. What? Nostradamus, he was only off by what? A few hundred thousand years? I don't know. Stop with the apocalyptic predictions. And I only say that because, you know, if you waste, well, let me say this. If you spend all of your time worrying about an apocalypse, you're going to forget to do what you need to do right now to enjoy life while you're here. And that doesn't mean ignore tomorrow, especially if you have kids or grandkids. But this proclamation shouldn't be anything new and interesting, actually, because we've been covering things like this for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, our dearly departed Liam Sheff covered this a lot, specifically to the issue of peak oil. Is that even mentioned in this, except for the burning of fossil fuels? It's all about the environment. It's not about the fact that we might not have enough to keep society going at the same electrical level we have it today. I don't recall them saying anything about peak oil in this article.
No, not specifically. Not specifically. But they do go into the use of resources.
Yeah.
So I think that would fall into that category.
Right. And, you know, like I said, I miss Liam terribly. I mean, he really was the consummate researcher in uncovering things a lot of people didn't want to see. I acknowledge that. And if I spend all of my time thinking about the doom and gloom of what we're doing on this planet, how disastrous it is, I would ignore, well, the beauty and the majesty and the spirituality that does exist simultaneously to an earth where there are humans that have no regard for those kinds of things. But the scientists who have abandoned spirituality, perhaps only they can see doom and gloom. They can see no light in the darkness. I'm not certain, but by reading this, it kind of bums me out. And I'm not someone who ignores or puts my head in the sand or takes, you know, the cotton from the pill bottles that I used to, you know, eat the pills of Big Pharma. I don't do that anymore. And ignore that there are alternate or, let's say, simultaneous realities. And one of those things happens to be the production of energy or the conversion of energy into a utilizable form for us to all have, I'm going to say the S word, slaves. Now that, yeah, I said it. I said it. You heard it. That means what we have today, what the vast majority of planet Earth, barring places where they don't have any electricity running into their homes, we have the equivalent of, you know, the ancient Roman Republic when you were at the top of the food chain and you had hundreds, if not thousands, of slaves. Just remember the Super Don, I remember the video of the guy who was like a champion Olympic biker, and they hooked him up to a stationary bike just to make one slice of toasted, right? And this is the top of the heap in terms of athletic ability, cardiovascular ability, muscular ability to create resistance and produce electricity through human means. And he couldn't. He could barely get the thing to be lightly toasted before he exhausted himself. We have no concept of the amount of energy expenditure it takes to live the way we do. Now, is this me saying we must all abandon everything and go back to living in the jungle? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I mean, there's some incredible advancements and opportunities that have been made possible by the utilization of electricity, by converting old stored forms of energy and releasing them into forms that allow us to do things we would never do. Because in those days, before this time, we were either the slaves, or maybe we're the kings and queens in a lifetime or two, but we were mostly the slaves, barely getting by, being fed just enough sustenance to keep the motor running, so to speak, whether it's to build the proverbial UFO-assisted pyramids, or whatever else is in the history, in America, of course, to pick the cotton, all the things that have happened. And we convert that now everybody has the ability to not have to do any of that. Manual labor? Wow, that's a thing of the past, right? Except for Mike Rowe, appreciate him, dirty jobs guy, saying, you know what, we need to get back to that skill set. What if there is a Hurricane Irma, a Hurricane Harvey, on and on? Of course, they already happened. And look at Puerto Rico and how they are subsisting and surviving barely, except for all the excess energy we still have in the United States thanks to our war-making machinery. The U.S. military, listen, I believe in a strong national defense because I believe in our immune system. I believe in your immune system, how it's by the laws of nature, they mandate you got to have an immune system. If not, you're going to die. So, yes, having a strong defensive ability and a capability to destroy enemies before they destroy you, perhaps. But to go around the world on the pretense of we've got to fight terrorism, we've got to wake up from that level of naivete. Super Don, does anybody still believe that that's really what this is about? Why we're everywhere all of the time around the world? Why the battle for supremacy against China, Russia? Is it really about terrorism or is it about energy?
I'm asking you
to put your thinking cap on here.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, the whole terrorism thing is something that, I think we both saw coming when it first started. You can't go to war with a concept, right? It just doesn't work. So is it about energy? I think it plays a large part. Yeah, definitely.
Well,
look at everywhere that we've gone. What is there, right?
Yeah.
Oil.
Yeah, resources. It's always been about war. You know, you run out of resources for your people, you can't expand and grow, you contract. And, of course, the predictions are that we're going to contract, and population reduction is the only way to go about it. But the reality is, if these people, if I can call them that, that are eugenicists, that are claiming science as their alibi to say there are too many people on planet Earth, the resources won't support it, well, what are they doing? There's a covert operation to basically cut the population of planet Earth. And certainly, if you cut electricity to half the population of America or all of it, you're going to cut the population down from weeks to months significantly as people become the zombies and part of the zombie apocalypse. And it'll be a violent, horrible, number reduction system. Right now, we've got the so-called slow kill via vaccinations, via drugs, via processed food, creating chronic diseases and cancer. But, of course, modern medicine is profiting all the way as it decays you slowly over time so they can pull all of your resources out of you to keep their gravy train going on the way to eliminate you from the gene pool. Now, again, once again, if you watch on YouTube, I'm wearing a bright, sunny, happy shirt tonight, although it has a symbol from the Refusers rock band all about refusing to be one of those numbers that are cold, by stopping the absorption, if you will, of vaccinations, which is one of the primary ways they can take you out of the gene pool or certainly make you less capable of defending yourself should you need to along the way. The warning to humanity by scientists. I'm not saying that we're not doing environmental degradation. That's not my argument. Never has been. But if you're going to purposefully and forcefully stop people from utilizing the energy they've become accustomed to, that's tantamount to a death sentence for most people that don't know how to grow their own food or might not even be allowed to grow their own food. And that's where we go next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Scott Belcher.
Do you want to grow some food? I hope so. And I hope that there's no excuse, even if you're in the winter months way north of the equatorial regions. I mean way, way north, like Minnesota. Somebody said it was warm today in Minnesota. Ben, is that true? Did it rise above freezing again? You guys out in short pants running around and mosquitoes are coming to get you? Probably not.
He must be out jogging right now.
He's out jogging right now with the mosquitoes chasing you down. All right, well, I'm going back out into the garden for this one before they shut me down, because apparently, again, when we offer solutions to the apocalyptic vision of the eugenicists, what do?
Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
All right, and a follow-up to a story we've been covering, I don't know, for a number of years now, down in South Florida. There was a big controversy. It was also up in Jacksonville, I remember there was one like this. But this one's in Miami Shores, the Village of Miami Shores. 17-year homeowners at the Village, Tom Carroll and Hermine Ricketts. They they like to grow food. And they've been growing food on their backyard, their side yard, their front yard. You talk about, I didn't inspire them, they inspired me. I mean, these are people that are doing it, they're living it. And the people that are doing permaculture, I mean, this really... You want to talk about salvation for the future while you're here in a physical body? These are the people you want to know and learn from. But the battle was going on to stop them. You can't grow food in your front yard. That doesn't look too nice. That doesn't look too pretty. And you thought that you owned your property. They've been there for 17 years. For goodness sake, why couldn't they grow food in their front yard? Isn't that a neighborly thing to do? You have a little extra food, you can actually give it away. Isn't that a responsible thing to do? Isn't that a good thing to do for the environment? And they were told to stop. They had to dig up their front yard or they would face $50 per day fine in this newly created infraction along the way. Somebody kind of got a little nosy neighbor kind of scenario. And, and this just happened. Florida's 3rd District Court of Appeal agreed with the attorney that there, this is the one that prosecuted them, that there certainly is not a fundamental right to grow vegetables in your front yard. That's right. Since it wasn't explicitly put into the Bill of Rights, you can't grow it. And I'm not talking cannabis. I'm talking other foods you can grow. It's like vegetables and fruits. You don't have a right to grow that on your own property. What does that tell you, if that's the case? What does that tell you? And this is should be a remedial question with an easy answer. But I'll hazard a guess most people don't know what the answer is. They'll say, well, it just means that there's mean people. No. This is way worse than that. It's not about mean people. It's about the fact that when you think you own your property, you don't. Because if you did, they couldn't stop you. And government wouldn't stop you. Because the right to property is a right that is inalienable. It is not subject to the whims of a democratic vote. Except for the fact that they've altered property and converted it into a new form that you think is property, but it's not, because you don't know the definitions of words in Black's Law Dictionary. Real estate. Estate. This is not the same thing as private property. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the Declaration of Independence. What did that mean? Life, liberty, and property. The ability to own property. And don't get me started, because, yes, I know we're only stewards here for the time we're here. You don't really own it. But in a sense, government of the people, by the people, and for the people, started with that Declaration of Independence, set the stage for private property. And the ultimate private property is this, your body, the body you inhabit while you're here in this lifetime. And, of course, that's been violated. In California, it's more overt, where they said you can't send your kid to public or private school without us injecting them, because they're not your property, they belong to the state. But if the land that you own, supposedly, because you bought it, supposedly, is not truly private property, then they can tell you and you can scream and cry to the high heavens and they will ignore you. And this is not a minor issue. This is not a, oh, that's Robert being Robert again, being all principled about stuff. No, this is the basis for the organic American Republic and the Republican form of government. Go back to the Declaration of Independence. Learn about what private property is. And it also has to do with your ability to do work and exchange that time and energy and integrity and intelligence for something that you agree to work for. And that's not income, at least not net income. But don't get me started on that either, because they own you. And they tell you what you can keep.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I think the nap bug made it all the way to the war doc. Hopefully everything's okay at GCN. Welcome back, my friends. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from GCN and syndicated around the country. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and, of course, now YouTube, simulcast. Go to robertscottbell.com if you're not sure where that is. It's robertscottbell.com before the apocalypse hits, and you can watch me live on the air or tape delayed later, whatever. I'm wearing a bright yellow shirt today in case you're not sure it's me. It's really me. Before we go into who Trump is anointed or appointed to be the head of HHS, we have some folks asking questions in the chat room on YouTube. And it's a question about utilizing silver hydrosol in the eye. Question being, can I spray it in my eyes? Right? She has a sty. Now, my mom, who's watching on YouTube, says, yep, she sprayed it in her eyes, and it works. Perfectly safe to spray in the eyes. Does not hurt or burn, right? That's because, Mom, you don't have a bacterial infection in your eye. If you have a bacterial infection in your eye and you spray the ions in a hydrosol, they're very active. They'll immediately disrupt and even basically cause a rupture of the membrane that surrounds the bacterial cell that's causing you the quote-unquote infection. And when that membrane collapses, potassium is a primary dumping substance from the bacterial cell. And that will sting your eyes. That will sting your sinus cavity, too, if you have a bacterial infection. But if you don't, there will be no stinging. And if you do and there is stinging, it'll last a few seconds and dissipate. And with each subsequent dose, the stinging will dissipate and eventually be gone because there's no more bacteria. You've eradicated them with a safe substance, these ions of silver. How beautiful is that? And our good buddy, Not a Doc, is on there chiming in saying, it's absolutely awesome, too. In the eye, easy, safe, harmless to use, highly effective. Yes, and you've seen me on the air, in fact, on the YouTube, on one of the breaks earlier today, I actually sprayed some in my eye, and it felt really, really good. I'm still here, and I'm still seeing, and my eyes are still hazel. So if you have any questions about that, anytime, you just let us know. Super D, you've done it too.
I did it? What did I do? Silver?
Yeah, in the eye.
Oh, yeah. I think I've used silver just about everywhere. In places I won't even mention.
You won't even mention.
Yeah. No.
Speaking of Not a Doc,
I'm hoping we'll be able to join us tomorrow, because tomorrow is World Diabetes Day. Did you know that?
All right. Not a Doc, you're on notice. Yes. If you're available, World Diabetes Day tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Gotta have Not a Doc on Diabetes Day. Come on.
Of course. Come on. How could we not do that? All right. Who is Alex Azar? Who is Alex Azar? Did not know about him.
I never heard of this guy before.
No. Apparently, he was former head of CEO for Eli Lilly, who I once learned was really called We Lie Really. That came from
We Lie Really?
Yeah, We Lie Really.
That's awesome. Great one?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. That is great.
You were sleeping in that episode. So Department of Health and Human Services, he actually served in there under George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one of those confounding appointments that maybe it's sort of like Trump wants to live through his first 4 years of presidency and he has to throw a bone to Big Pharma. I'm just guessing. I don't know. So you put a guy that's the head of a company that apparently has the patent on or is the key producer initially of what? Thimerosal, that mercury-based preservative agent that is just as evil as any form of mercury injected or ingested or inhaled. And this is the guy you want heading up the Department of Health and Human Services, Donald Trump. We may have a problem with this one.
Yeah. Oh, but wait, there's more than just Thimerosal, just in case you're curious.
Yeah, throw out a few more.
They're also the makers of Cialis, Cymbalta, mm-hmm. methadone, mm. Prozac, and Zyprexa. Now, if you remember Zyprexa,
mm-hmm.
This was the major lawsuit where they got hit with, it was like $1.4 billion mm-hmm. for actively promoting Zyprexa for off-label uses. Like one of the biggest ones in history.
So Donald J. Trump tweets today, happy to announce I am nominating Alex Azar to be the next HHS secretary. He will be a star for better health care and lower drug prices. Dude. Donald, I'm sorry. You know, we like you when we like you, and we don't when we don't. I mean, it isn't personal. It's about policy. If you would dismantle HHS, I think we'd all be much healthier. Just like if you dismantled FDA and FTC, we would all be much healthier. Fewer people would be dying, certainly, of the third, second, or first leading cause of death. Modern medicine. And, of course, that leads to what they call 1 and 2, cancer, heart disease. Which one's which now? Who knows? As far as number 1, 2, they're neck and neck. But regardless, modern medicine contributes to both of those. So modern medicine is truly the number one cause of death. That's why I say the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really, really good medical insurance. The best you can get. You know, speaking of football, yesterday we were talking football a little bit on the air. Roger Goodell, apparently.
Yes, and my 49ers won, I have to say. They won their first game of the season.
I was feeling happy for you, my
They're
friend.
They're 1-9. Isn't that great?
Right? Well, you know, the Atlanta team that I used to claim, they did pretty well against the Cowboys. That was fun. For whatever that's worth. It's completely worthless. But again, as we say, we tend to intellect a little bit here, and we can unload all of it and just relax for a little bit. But on the football front, Roger Goodell wants to be renewed for his, I think he gets, what, $40 to $60 million a year to be head of the NFL? And on his next contract, he wants it to be higher. Plus, he wants the use of a jet forever. And he wants health care coverage for himself and his family forever, even after he's the head of the NFL. Now, what does that tell you about the future of health care in America? How expensive is it going to be when Roger Goodell, who's already getting $40 to $60 million a year, is worried about when he doesn't work for the NFL that he has health care coverage for his family? Like,
you know, he's going to be eating top ramen. I mean, the guy's just going to be just, yeah.
What does this say about what does he know, right? He's done pretty good by the NFL, like as the semi-monopoly, making billions of dollars a year, somewhat off the taxpayers, right? And, you know, which with the fake or phony patriotism that they inject via, you know, monetary infusion from the military to promote, join the military, go off and fight wars that were not declared constitutionally, that kind of thing. This is not being sacrilegious. This is not being anti-veteran. This is being, I want the veterans to only be right, having fought wars that had a foundation in defense, right? What is it? They called it the Christian doctrine of just war, right? Which is defensive. It's not you go there and kill people because you think they might kill you. Oh, get me started on all these rabbit trails tonight, Super Don. But I look at this guy, Eli Lilly, heading up Eli Lilly. Now you're going to put him in charge of health and human services. What about health and Eli Lilly? Do they have to do with one another? Eli Lilly, if anything, you could argue, has been doing more to the detriment of the health of Americans and the people around the world than to help them have good health. See what I'm saying here?
Not only that, Robert, but the big topic you got going on right now is drug prices, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you take a guy who is the former head of Eli Lilly, then you put him into a government agency that's supposed to be cracking down on this kind of stuff, how can you just assume that this guy is going to be unbiased, you know? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
You can't think he's going to be unbiased. But what are we going to do? My point here of bringing this up, again, we've gone from a globalist perspective in the show today to start with the apocalyptic visions of atheist scientists to the local level, local government, saying you can't grow food in your front yard. Then we go back from the local level up to what? The federal level, HHS. And we got a drug lord that wants to be, you know, Trump wants to put a drug lord in charge of it. What do all three of those things have to do with each other? And I'm not going to do that one of these things is not like the other. No, all three of them are like the same. Because they all depend upon government to enforce the edicts. The scientists who want to enforce the restrictions on human movement and energy production can only do that with the cooperation of governments that would sign on to something like global warming treaties. Even though global warming is bunk in reality. Doesn't mean there's no climate change. Climate always changes. We should all be, you know, concerned about pollution. Yes, I agree. Toxicity. Yes, we agree. But Al Gore flew the coop when he says, no, it's about warming. CO2 is going to kill us all. When, in fact, CO2 feeds the plants, we're going to have the most prolific forest ever with more CO2. No discussion of toxicity. And then we go again down to the local level where we could see real solutions happen. People growing their own food. And guess what? It's government that prohibits them. Government. And then we go up to HHS and they contribute to the medical monopoly, the scientific stifling of real innovation and questioning of reality itself in terms of what causes disease, what cures it, as opposed to what suppresses it simultaneous to causing 10 other diseases. Drugs, HHS, health and human slaves. All three of these openers, what did our founding fathers warn us? The best you could hope to do if you had a government is restrict the damage it does. Somehow minimize the damage it does by keeping it very weak, small, and decentralized. The socialists don't get it. Send them all to Venezuela to learn a really harsh lesson. Now, granted, there's some globalist perspectives on Venezuela because the U.S. wants access to their oil. Yet, apparently, Russia made a really big deal and is going to bail them out. So Russia gets their oil now. Does that mean Russia is going to be the next globalist empire to supplant the U.S. if we can't get enough oil? Again, it all comes back, channeling a little bit of our buddy Liam Sheff here, Peak Oil. Moving on, the opioid crisis. The Opioid Commission, Chris Christie, so hung up on cannabis that instead of solving the opioid crisis, he's worried, and people on that commission are worried, that we're going to dive too fast into embracing cannabis, a plant that God created, as a potential solution to get people off of the opioids, instead insisting we don't have enough information, and in fact, it's still a gateway drug into opioid addiction. No evidence to support it. In fact, all of the evidence is pointing the other direction. But Chris Christie must have smoked a lot of weed and ate a lot of donuts somewhere along the line for him to be very mad because he tips the scales higher than he wants to, and I think he secretly blames weed, and this is why, even on the Opioid Commission, he won't let it go. Guess what? What entity is preventing you from using that plant that God created? Did you say government? Move to the head of the line and don't ask for any welfare. We got some silly stuff coming up next because I need it just to balance it out.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. All right, we got Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar next hour, but right now, go to the notes, please. Share the notes. There are upcoming events, not many. Next year, we're still planning in, I think it's May, so it may maybe a little milder, although it's ridiculous how long your winters are up there in Canada and Minnesota, too. But there's the Total Health. They've invited me back. I think I'm going to speak on neurological degeneration diseases. I haven't officially proposed it, but they're asking, so I'm going to submit it, get that ball started. Let's see, what else we got going on? SOHO, Natural Products Association, Southeast Region, or it used to be, now it's SENPA, Southeast Natural Products Association. SENPA, that makes sense. And that event's going to be the 30th of November, the 1st and 2nd. Now, I'm going to actually speaking protocols, integrating silver into your lifestyle, for health, right? And Dr. Rob McCuskey is a PhD researcher, nanotechnology expert in silver from NIST in the government, and now he's doing great work in helping us understand more about it. So we're going to be together on that. And let's see what else we got coming up. How about gift giving? It is almost, you're seeing the Christmas stories. Let's admit it, Super Don. We can't ignore them. They're out there. And to buy stuff isn't the real reason for the season. It's even off in terms of timing. I'm not even going to get into all of that right now. But my goodness, there's an absurd story about gifts that we all want. You think this is on my shopping list? One of these things wouldn't be bad to have, although I think it's overpriced.
Okay. Well, yeah. Listen, we do cover these from time to time because we know that, you know, all of our listeners just have, you know, money burning holes in their pockets and they just want to go out and just buy the latest fad that's going on there. And we've covered the mom jeans. They had the clear windows on them, on the knees, so you could see their knees. That was like a few $100. And there's, you've got the Prada, paperclip that we talked about a while back. That was $185. The Nordstrom $85 rock in a pouch. That was a good one. But not to be outdone, apparently Tiffany has decided to get into the interesting overpriced product niche. And they've come out with a line called Everyday Objects.
Everyday Objects.
Everyday Objects. And
that's
so,
Tiffany and Company. That's the
Tiffany,
the
you know, like Tiffany
jewelry.
Lamp, right, yeah. Jewelry or whatever like that. So let me ask you, Robert. I know you've probably been sitting around wondering when you'd be able to get your hands on a $9,000 ball of yarn.
Hey, look, I got nothing against the ball of yarn, but for nine grand.
$9,000.
It better now, be made of something really good.
Well, it is, apparently. I guess it's made out of sterling silver.
Oh, it's sterling. That's like 0.925. That's not even 999 pure. That's way overpriced. But I think it's kind of cool. The cat will be much healthier playing with a ball of silver yarn, perhaps, but very expensive cat, that would be. Cat toys, now, going back to Steve Martin.
Yeah. All right, so now how about this? How about a sterling tin can? Everyday
object. Silver tin can.
A tin can.
Not for a grand, you don't.
For a grand. For $1,000.
Not even close to a grand of silver in a sterling tin can. It's not filled. Yeah. It's the outer shell. What the markup's incredible here.
It is. Now, did you ever, when you were a kid, did you ever have a yo-yo?
Of course. I had a number
I think
yo-yos.
Every kid at some point had a yo-yo here. Now, they're offering a sterling and walnut yo-yo for $300.
What else does it do besides go up and down?
It does what a yo-yo does, but I'm thinking $300 for my yo-yo does not need to be sterling. I mean, not necessary. Now, this next one here, I don't quite understand. I can understand the others because they've got silver on them, right?
Right. Yeah.
Now, this has no silver involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $95 paper cup.
Does it dance for you? What does it do? Does it pour your own drink? What does it do? $95 paper cup.
From Tiffany.
Is it made of hemp?
No.
Okay.
It's a paper cup.
All right. This is
I guess you could store your $185 paper clips in it. I don't
know. Right. This is, now, if anything, this validates the scientists' call for the apocalypse and a reduction in population. If we got part of the population spending $95 on a paper cup, maybe they can search for another planet to live on, because they got too much time on their hands. You talk about a first world problem. I don't know what world problem that is. You got a $9,000 ball of yarn, a $1,000 sterling tin can, $300 sterling walnut yo-yo, and you can put them all in a $95 paper cup.
Paper cup.
Folks,
there you go.
Maybe that's evidence of the apocalypse. Did Nostradamus talk about that? And yo, one day, look out for the $100 paper cup. That will be the sign of end time. No, it'll be the sign of, go back to porcelain.
The sign of, get a life.
Get a life, yeah. Well, hey, how about get some healing? We got some more of it in advanced medicine style. Dr. Rasha Bitar scheduled next hour to join us. We got some vaccine Bill Gates stories, too, but the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.